I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hi, everybody. It's Allison Kaskowski. Thanks for joining me again this week for another edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. This is the business edition. And the way I like to refer to that is it's the business edition and offshoot of our very successful Tuesday show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. And on this show, as you know, if you're not hearing from me about something around your business or retreats or experiences, we're usually talking to other successful business owners about how they frame a client experience. And we do this from two angles. One is we always want to maximize customer value. And the second point is, and this is where I think what I really enjoy doing is having other business owners spotlight how they help their clients get real results, because this is actually why people buy. So I'm excited to be with you again on this Thursday morning. Today, I am talking to a client of mine and a friend, Zoa Connor, who is the proprietress, that's the word she likes to use, of Intentional Vitality Retreats. She's also is a brick and mortar studio owner on the East Coast, and we're going to be talking all about how she does her client experiences, but also how she actually shapes this into really unique retreat experiences. If you're thinking you might want to do this, or you're thinking a retreat might be on your radar, you definitely want to listen to this episode. Thanks for making time to talk to me today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yay, of course. So I always like to have my guests introduce themselves. So tell everyone a little bit about you and your background and all the amazing things that you do.
So my name is Zoa Connor, and I have both my brick and mortar studio, which is Zen and Vitality with Zoa, and my retreat business, which is Intentional Vitality Retreats. Notice the vitality is in both of those because that's the focus on the work that I do with women. I want you to feel vibrant and full of life for as long as you possibly can with no limitations. So the work that I do blends science and intuition, and it blends what you know and what I know together to create a personalized lifestyle that keeps you feeling vibrant no matter what's going on with your life, keeps you out of needing surgery, out of medication, and out of being grumpy, which is really important.
Absolutely. I would totally agree with that. How did you get started doing what you do?
Well, when I was very, very young, I was a ballet dancer. And then I became a PhD physicist. And then I went back to blending those two together. So when I was post babies, looking for something to do for myself, I turned back to dance, and it felt totally wrong in my maternal body. So I tried yoga instead and went that direction. Mm-hmm. So yoga and Pilates became my movement modalities that made me my body feel good. And then there was a chronic illness that hit my household and affected my daughter. And I got to turn all of my scientific brain into a healing resource to try to figure out how to naturally and sustainably and logically help her heal. And that then translated directly into the business when I started the business.
It's so interesting how I think between whether it's our own struggle or somebody in our family or our inner circle with their struggle, that really mirrors and kind of gets us started on our path or really confirms to us what our why really is.
Right. So in the mama bear philosophy, right, you're trying to take care of and nurture your community. It's just a matter of whether that community is a single person that you have created or whether that is you or whether that is anyone you come in contact with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. And sometimes I think we have to actually go through it before we can help other people go through it too, whether that's for us or whether that's us helping someone in our family or our inner circle, the way you said it.
Well, it gives the ability, when you've gone through that experience, you can empathize, not just educate.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can guide from an emotional perspective and from a intellectual perspective.
Yeah.
Right? And that was certainly true when I was teaching natural childbirth classes as well in the past, when I would always kind of wonder, you know, if you haven't gone through that labor and birth process, how well can you empathize and describe that to your potential clients? Mm-hmm. Right? I always felt like I did better because I'd gone through that experience.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I love that. So let's talk then a little bit about kind of what I think is the big issue here with what you do. You really help people not only get to the root cause, but you map everything out because of your science background. You're a physicist, which I find incredibly unique and pretty cool, actually, that you're in the field of holistic health and wellness, but yet you have this logic, this background based in logic, which that's all really physics is its concepts and logic.
Right. Well, the physics part really means that I want to know why it works and when it works, not just that it does work.
Yeah.
So when I was a learning physicist, you know, growing up in that culture, the joke was, you know, do you want to be able to use this information? That would be engineering.
Yeah.
Or do you want to know why it works to begin with? That's the science and the physics.
Yeah, I love that.
Right? And when I meet people in the wellness space who are like, you know, I'm science-based, I'm, you know, focusing on what works, they're relying on these scientific studies. And I'm like, okay, that's great. But the problem is that do you have any idea how long it takes to have that process occur?
Yeah.
You have to have funding. Someone has to want to support that idea. Then you've got to do the experiment. So I don't actually take that approach.
Yeah.
I take the approach of you are the experiment. Let's figure out what you need right here, right now, based on all the things that we can do in the moment and looking at your history. So it's science-based because it's experimental-based.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I love that.
You are the test subject.
Yeah.
I love that because I couldn't agree more because I'm kind of a science nerd myself. My background is in exercise science, as you know. And so I can remember back when I got my education, it was all about looking at studies and comparing data and saying and making educated guesses. Like, if we think this is really what's going on, what if we looked at it this way? Which to some degree is what you're doing. But I love how you take that approach and you apply it to the person, which really makes it much more personal.
It does. And part of the problem is that we are complex bodies and minds and spirits. And you can't look at us from just one lens, you know, just the Western medical lens. You know, I just had a client here talking to me about, so she decided to opt into some surgery and her surgeon was like, okay, see you in 3 months. He didn't tell me about this might happen and, or should I do this or like, how do I support my healing? I was like, right, that's not the surgeon's job. That's your body's job.
Right.
Right. That's not what they're there for. That tool has served its purpose. You need other tools. You need other lenses to look at, which is why I provide so many lenses for the work that I do so that we can look at your particular needs and situation. From the lens of Ayurvedic medicine, ancient knowledge, or functional wellness, the function of the body, how that works. And from the lens of intuition, what feels right? What seems right to you?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they need to all kind of come together to create a balanced picture of what you do. There's commonalities, but then there's differences.
Yeah.
And we pay attention to both. The commonalities and the differences.
Yeah, I love that because the image in my mind that I'm getting for people listening is a map. And what I'm thinking, what I'm seeing is people are presenting with symptoms. And if you picture like when you look at a map, you look at a map because you want to find a route to where you want to go, right? I mean, that's why we have GPS and navigation on vehicles, mm-hmm. right? And so what I'm picturing is that someone coming to you with symptoms. Okay, so that's kind of, and you're kind of taking the whole map of them, you know, the body, their lifestyle, the whole thing, and that's the map, and you're kind of mapping a path to help them get to where they want to be.
Absolutely, and I think about it even more descriptively. So your map doesn't just take you from A to B. right? Right. Your GPS for your car will tell you there's multiple ways.
Yeah.
Do you want the long scenic route? Do you want the path that has tolls, right?
Yeah.
So when I look at someone's holistic wellness, we're looking for where do you want to stop along the way? What kind of places do you want to go to, right? What kind of movement is going to support your goals? What are your goals? It's not just the end point. It's also how you get there.
Mm-hmm.
And so just like when you're traveling, right? You're headed to Boston. Do you take the train or do you take the airplane? Yeah. One's fast, one's slow, but which one's the journey that's going to work best for you?
Yeah.
Right.
I love that analogy.
When I work with my clients, sometimes their time scale is very fast.
Yeah.
Sometimes their time scale is slow. They need smaller steps.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. What one client might be able to accomplish in a month, another a client might take a year.
Yeah.
Their map doesn't look the same.
Yeah.
And they're not always following the same map, right? One has more stops.
Yeah. Well, and that's probably the way that
one has more scenic overlooks, right?
Yeah. And that's probably the way that it should be for some people, depending on the complexity of what they need, you know, and you're able to look at that through, to use your word, the lens of how you do things.
Right. And I like the word lens, not just because, of course, just it's a scientific reference, but also we know that how we view the world depends on what we're looking through. And anyone who has ever worn glasses or contacts knows this. Mm-hmm. The world looks different with your lenses and without them.
Yeah,
right?
100%.
And so maybe the hour before bed, you take off the lens that allows you to focus on the world and you focus on yourself so you can prepare for sleep.
Yeah.
That's fine. But if you're driving, put the damn lenses back on.
Yeah, totally.
You know? Give yourself that connection to the world through that lens. And so when you look at your lifestyle through the lens of functional wellness, we're looking at hydration and breathing and movement and digestion and those kind of things, which is not the same as the lens of Ayurveda, where you're looking for nourishment and sleep and sex.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the three main things, right?
Yeah.
And there's overlap and blend, right? But the way you look at your lifestyle through those different lenses allows you to see new things.
Yeah, I love that because I think as human beings, we're wired to avoid pain, but to seek pleasure at the same time. I think that's those are like two basic premises of how our brains are wired. So what I can see is people coming to you and having tried other things, maybe quick fixes, things that help them not feel the pain necessarily, just so they'll feel better, right? And so really what you're saying is that you help map out not just a better route to help them get there, but a route that really aligns more with where they want to go rather than just where they want to go in the moment.
And how they want to go.
Yeah.
So let me go back to the client that I just saw the hour before we were doing this recording, right? The one who opted into some surgery and her advice from her doctor was, well, I'll see you in 3 months. So during that 3 months, use this steroid spray. Okay.
Okay.
Why? Right? And she's like, well, there wasn't time in the consult to ask why or how long or did it have to be the whole 3 months or part of it? Right. So when I talked to her, I was like, okay, so what do you think the purpose of this is? The purpose is reduce the inflammation. The purpose is make sure the problem that was just fixed doesn't come back. That's not the same as stopping the problem from being a problem.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Not the same as supporting your body's ability to not do that again.
Yeah. I love that.
Right?
I really want people to hear that. So I think it's just human nature and probably our tendency, the way we're wired is we've been conditioned to believe that we can get a result quickly. And so we're conditioned to go toward the quick fix.
Well,
right?
There's that dopamine hit.
Totally. Absolutely. And there's science behind that, right?
There is. Absolutely. And there's some great science behind it. But it keeps you going forward until you get the thing and then the dopamine is gone.
Yeah, exactly.
right? Yeah. Because you've gotten the thing, right?
Yeah.
So in order to get that dopamine hit again, you have to want something else.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's what gets you to the end point, right?
Yeah.
But the problem is that end point the one you want, or did you just like getting there?
Yeah. That's a very good question. I think for people listening, and I just think that, you know, just to piggyback on all of this and then we'll move on. I just think that so many people today are just kind of existing. They're just kind of like relieving symptoms because they want to feel better in the moment. And what I really love about what you do is you're really empowering, not just motivating, but empowering people to really look down the road. Look, this is going to help you down the road. Do you want to keep coming back to this same place?
Right. So one of the differences between me and what other people might be finding out there in the wellness space is the concept of a health coach.
Yeah.
I am not a health coach.
Yeah.
I am not a cheerleader. I am here to hold your hand through this journey, but I'm here to keep you on track. Mm-hmm. Which is not the same as a health coach. My job is to also create the track for you so that you know how to get there.
Yeah.
So I'm a certified travel coach. Mm-hmm. That's a different goal. That is about getting you to figure out, you know, where is the right place to go for my transformative retreat so that I can make all this wellness stuff happen quickly.
Yeah.
Right? There's the quick. The quick is the 3-day intensive or 5-day intensive retreat where you can do all the things and have the focus and the time and attention to map out this plan for your wellness lifestyle.
Yeah.
But then it's going to take you time to actually follow the map.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So that's where I can coach you. Where should we go for this retreat? Where is providing what you are missing in your life that allows you to focus and think and sleep and act?
Yeah.
Right.
You're helping, what you're essentially doing is you're helping them curate an experience, and that gets them to buy in more.
Right. So one question I've received, which I was a little surprised at actually, was, can I do this retreat from home, from my house? And I was like, well, is your house currently doing its very, very best to support your wellness lifestyle and your healing goals?
Question.
Are you already getting great sleep? Are you already having the most nourishing food and lifestyle that you can? Because if the answer is no, that's why you're contacting me about this wellness work and this retreat concept, right?
Which means that home
is not the right place to do it.
Yeah. That's such a good point. And I just, again, want to emphasize that for people listening is, you know, we sort of look at our house as our safe place, our place where we can, you know, unwind and whatever. And I'm not suggesting that it's not, but you bring up a really good point in that we can sabotage ourselves without even realizing it.
Well, and oftentimes home is not the safe place, right? So I've got a brick and mortar studio. I've got people who are coming in person and people who are working with me virtually.
Yeah.
Both local people to me who choose to do it from home and people all over the country, right? Who wants to come into my brick and mortar? The ones who feel like home is not their nurturing environment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, I got into this all because of this chronic illness from my daughter. And that was our house trying to kill her with mold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So we want our houses to be our safe space, but it's not always that way. Right?
Yeah.
And so sometimes it takes a travel experience, a retreat experience for you to feel, well, like this makes me feel great. What do I need to do at home to feel like this?
I love that. So you're helping people bridge the gap. You're helping people like make sure that whatever plan that you help them with, that they're actually able to make it sustainable. Because there's no point in going away and having, you know, a new plan designed for you only to get home and go right back to how you were living. But let me just say this, this is a dirty little secret in the retreat industry. This is what the majority of people do because we're human beings and this is what we're conditioned to do is habit and routine.
Well, that has to do with the use of travel and vacations as an escape from your normal life,
right?
And I fully support the idea that travel acts as a supplement to your life, providing what's missing. Totally. But the goal is not that your normal life stinks.
Yeah. Well, and the goal right. is not to escape your life. The goal is to make your life better, to
right.
make it
it's
more fulfilling, right?
Right.
To help it, you know, help you sustain lifestyle changes, professional changes in identity, you know, changes in how you feel and how you show up. You want your life to actually help you with that.
Right. And in terms of travel, right? So suppose that you live in a city or a busy place, mm-hmm. right? And there's noise and there's traffic and there's roads and there's buildings that are bright and shiny and, you know, provide a lot of stimulation for your eyes. That's stressful, right?
Totally.
So yes, maybe you have a fabulous big tree in your backyard and you can go hang out under the tree and get a little grounding and get a little green light filtered from the sunshine, right? Good for your eyes and your brain. But maybe you don't. So then you need to go out into nature. You need to travel,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Maybe that is that there's an awesome park nearby to where you can get that. But maybe that also means you hop in the car or hop on a train and go 2 hours to the mountains.
Yeah, right? Very good point.
If you don't live in the mountains, but you love how you feel in the mountains, then you've traveled to the mountains and that is adding to your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
Right. And maybe you decide you love it so much that you then you want to relocate to the mountains. That's great. You have now improved your life and travel helped you, right?
Yeah.
But if you're still grabbing quick snacks instead of having real meals, it doesn't matter if you're living in the mountains or the city.
Yeah. Well, and right? I just really want to emphasize this point because this is a lot of what I talk about with retreats is that, you know, part of the change that we seek is actually getting away from our routine. And it's only then, and I was just talking about this week to somebody, is that what it does is it not only gives you the different environment that you need for the, you know, the clean slate, so to speak, but it also gives you the mental space to start to think about how all this can actually look. And then the advantage is when you get home, it's simply replacing what you were doing with what is going to work better for you.
Right. And the reason why retreats work is because you can't objectively see what's working and what's not when you're in the thick of it.
Exactly. I could not agree more. Yeah.
Right. So you need to step outside to be able to take a view of, wow, you know, I'm in this retreat space. I'm in this hotel room or this lovely bedroom and there's no TV there. I sleep really well here. Maybe I should take away the TV from my room at home.
Yeah.
Right. So it gives you inspirations for what to bring home. That's not just a list of more things to do. Oftentimes when I'm working with someone, whether it's in a retreat or not, one of the first things that we're doing is we're evaluating what can we take away that's not working.
Yeah.
What is sucking up time, energy, space, money that's not helping you? And then we'll replace it with the things that work. Now, that doesn't work when we're getting you off medications, right? Because that the medications are serving a purpose, but so we have to provide support, add the nutrients, add the breathing practices, add the other lifestyle things such that you don't need the meds at the levels that you're taking them, right?
Yeah.
So there are not, we can't always subtract before we add.
Yeah. Love that. Love that. And I just want to highlight there's not a whole lot I can add to that, but I will add this is that I think we forget sometimes when we get caught up with life that our body has a remarkable ability to heal itself, but only when we have the right systems in place. And so when I'm hearing you talk about like looking at your sleep patterns and looking at how you're nourishing your body and just what your environment actually can and can't do to support you, that's really what's coming up for me.
Right. So there's what you experience on the outside, you know, the energy of the room that you're in, the darkness levels of the room you're sleeping in, your interactions with the people around you in your home and at work. And then there's your internal situation, right?
Right.
So I go to the cells for this. What's the state of your cells? how sad are they? Are they getting nutrition? Yeah. Are they able to send the trash outside of the cells? Do they feel safe? Do they feel nurtured? Because if you have cells that don't feel supported and safe and nurtured, then they start to go rogue.
Yeah.
And totally. They start to not play well with the rest of the team.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then that ends up leading to diagnoses that we do not want.
Well, let's bring this down just a little bit, just for people listening. I love this whole analogy, but let's put it in like simple terms, like simple day-to-day terms people listening mm-hmm. might be able to relate to. So when you talk about your cells not being willing to play the game and follow the rules, give me mm-hmm. some examples of what people might be able to relate to in their day-to-day life. Are you talking about feeling like you don't have any energy, like you're short-tempered all the time, and that you're, you know, just feel like everything is a struggle and everything just feels hard? And those are just some things that are coming to my mind. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled cellevate.com, which is cellev8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
So the funny thing about cells is that you have them everywhere in the body.
Yeah, totally.
They have certain rules that they're following depending on where they are. So within your digestive system, you've got a gut line.
Yeah.
It's only one cell thick.
Yeah.
Small changes make a big impact there. So a little bit of extra stress, a little bit of bad sleep, and then all of a sudden you're bloated and irritable. Maybe your cells and your gut lining are starting to come apart, and that's called leaky gut.
Yeah, which we're hearing a lot about today.
We're hearing a lot about, but we don't always hear enough about the fact that if you have leaky gut, you also have leaky brain.
Yeah.
Right? Because the same thing that keeps you together in your digestive tract keeps your blood-brain barrier safe and keeping your brain protected, right?
Yeah. Well, there's a reason why we call the gut the second, you know, your immune system, a big piece of your immune system lives in your gut. So that's why the practitioners always say, let's heal your gut. Everything else will take care
of itself. To help with mental health and everything else, right?
Yeah.
If you're having problems with your cells and it's the liver that's having trouble, then you might have some anger issues.
Yeah.
You might have some constipation issues.
Yeah.
You might just feel like your right shoulder hurts, like it just doesn't want to move as well,
mm-hmm.
right? You're having low back pain,
mm-hmm.
right? You're drinking water all the time, but you're also peeing 20 minutes after that water, right? So you're not hydrated. You're watering yourself like an overwatered plant.
Yeah, I love that
analogy.
You've got
some kidney problems that they're in your lower back. They're all related, right?
Yeah.
So it's also related to those discs that are starting to protrude out of your spine, and herniated discs. And like, that's all a hydration problem.
Yeah.
Right? But what do we feel? We feel pain.
Yeah.
right?
Or stiffness or tightness or joint.
Yeah, or stiffness or tightness. And our body's trying to compensate, but you know, stiffness and tightness is a hydration issue.
Yeah.
So it all comes down to some basic principles, which is why I love this concept of the fundamentals of wellness.
Yeah, I love it too. And the way you explain it just makes a lot of sense. Like, if you think about it for a minute, we're not talking about an isolated incident, right? We're not talking about something that just you get up one day and just happens. You know, what you're talking about is kind of this, all of these things kind of happening together, and this is the result. And the result is how it shows up in your body.
Right. Although it's funny because oftentimes I have a lot of women that come to me with knee problems, right? Mm-hmm. I just stepped off a curb or I got out of the car and all of a sudden my knee hurts, right? Yeah. Like, okay, but that took years of poor movement mechanics.
And that's one symptom. Yeah.
Right. That's one symptom. That took years of you having a weak pelvic floor and core and not having a set of good, strong glutes. That took years of you always stepping out of the driver's side of your car with one leg, right? Because that's an asymmetric activity.
Right? Totally, 100%.
Right? My daughter used to play violin. Here you are, head turned to one side, one arm up, right? That's asymmetric. Did you ever go this way? No, there's no reason to. So you have to give yourself reasons.
Yeah.
To be even and balanced, just like you have to have reasons to balance your diet.
Yeah, I love that. Love that. Yeah, it all has to fit together like a puzzle, right?
Right. Yeah. And so that's why everything I do has to be so personalized.
Yeah.
Because I can't just give, you needed this neck stretch. It's not about that.
Yeah.
It's the fact that you always wear that 15-pound purse on the same shoulder.
Yeah.
Right? That's why your low back hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because everything is usually an accumulated effect. And I'll give you another example or another analogy that I use is compound interest. So everyone listening can relate to this. When we think about saving for retirement or we think about investing, you know, I remember my folks telling me when I was little, you know, and I would do chores and I would get money for that you always put some of that aside. And so the accumulated effect of that over time is that you actually have more money, even though in your mind, you're putting some away. Now, think about what compound interest does, right? Over time, it allows
it grows and grows.
Grow and grow. And this is really what you're talking about with the one symptom. It's like, let's fix that. And guess what? Over time, you're going to have an accumulated effect of where your body is actually able to get back on track.
Yes. And you can go from the other direction too, where you're looking at, okay, so I have this diagnosis. I just received this diagnosis. I don't like this diagnosis. Uh-huh. What do I do about it? Right. Well, you know, it took you a good 10 or 15 years to build up enough compound interest of the body not working well to get that diagnosis. Diabetes, you do not wake up with it overnight.
Exactly.
Right.
Just like you don't wake up one day with knee pain unless you've taken a fall or whatever. And that's usually the minority. That's usually something that happens that gets people's attention that something's wrong.
Right. Yeah. And so when I work with someone and we're looking at their blood tests, right, we'll do a functional blood chemistry analysis where I'm looking at anything that they've collected through their other doctors for the last couple of years. But through a different lens, right? Their doctor looks at it from the viewpoint of, you're not bad enough to need a prescription or a diagnosis. You're good to go. See you next year. I'm looking at it from the optimal wellness perspective. So how far away from perfect are you?
Yeah.
Right? Because the further away you are from ideal, the closer you are to having a big problem.
Yeah. Right.
And so if you don't realize on your map that you are walking the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Right. Then you never know to turn around and head backwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So your blood pressure is a little bit high. Maybe that's just because I was stressed, you know, then it gets a little bit higher, a little bit higher. Now all of a sudden you're on just this little water pill. Right. And then all of a sudden, now we need to have a little bit more. Maybe now you need a second one. Maybe you need a third one. Right. And so there's this cascade that happens, but this compounding interest is not helping.
Exactly. Right. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you had someone to tell you that you know, you're getting to be where you're like, you could turn this around. You know, you could go backwards. You could do some breathing work. You could work on hydration. You could work on supporting your sleep environment. And then you wouldn't have high blood pressure anymore. Doesn't that sound better?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But that means you have to have some trust in your body's ability to heal. And you have to have someone that you trust to tell you these things.
Well, nothing changes if nothing changes. And I do think
there's
that
there's a comfort level with that, right?
Totally. And I also think that, and I'll just piggyback on what you just said. I also think, and I think this is the case for a lot of people, I think we normalize feeling okay. Or we normalize, well, my energy's not great, but I manage. We kind of normalize feeling bad, right?
We do. Because if everyone around us is feeling the same way and talking about the same thing, then we must be okay.
Yeah. Or and we say, so, well, I don't feel so bad because so-and-so and so-and-so were like that much
feel worse.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. But here's some concrete examples, right? So at no age should an adult need to wake up in the middle of the night to pee. And yet, how many menopausal or perimenopausal women are like, but it was only twice. Okay, but that's two times too many times.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why is that happening? Your body is overstressed. It's under healing. Maybe it's progesterone related. Maybe it's something else. Maybe there's a gut health issue. There could be many components to why.
Yeah.
But understanding that that is not normal.
Yeah.
Is the first step. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another example might be your cycle when you're when you're menstruating and ovulating as a woman, right? Uh-huh. What is normal? Well, there's a range of normal, but some things need to be understood that it's not normal, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But if all the girls around you are complaining about their cramps and how tired they are and how miserable they are, and they're taking off school, then your teenage daughter thinks that that's okay.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But that's not.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Well,
right?
It's not. And to your point, it's, you know, it, like I said, it's easy to normalize just feeling average, you know, or, well, right. It's not that bad. I can manage whatever. I'll get caught up on sleep this weekend or whatever, which isn't normal either, by the way. But I think, I think sometimes with some people, and I would love to get your thoughts on this before we wrap up, is I think for some people, it's, I don't think they really have any idea how good they can feel, right?
Absolutely.
Like, get to a point where you're like, well, I'm just used to it. This is just how I roll. I know my body, whatever. But they just, they really don't have any idea how much better it can actually be.
And I think this is partly because your brain is kind of hardwired to look for negative when you're stressed,
right?
Because your biology supports staying alive, right? It doesn't support you being happy while you do it. Mm-hmm. That's not the goal, the primary goal. The primary goal is alive, which is a stressed state, right? Which means that when you're stressed, you're looking for the problems, mm-hmm. right? You're not looking for aspirational, inspirational things. You're looking for, well, I'm not dead yet. Okay, so this must be good.
Yeah. Let me just get to this point and then I'll look at it.
Right. Or like, I had enough to make it through the day, right? I have a lot of women who over the course of their life have felt very confident and capable at handling stressful situations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And that's because they made the thing happen that they wanted to, but their body does not agree. Their body is anxious and they're not sleeping well, and they can only have teeny tiny meals of certain foods. And, you know, they're only really comfortable pooping if they're at home. Like, yeah. There's all kinds of things that we do,
yeah.
right? But we got the thing done that was for the other people or for the career or for the family. But our insides are paying the price.
Yeah, totally.
And it takes some kind of big event.
Yeah.
For most of these fabulously intelligent women to realize it's time to put myself first.
Yeah.
Well, right? I just think women in general, you know, I don't want to say it's not their fault, because society has conditioned us to believe that if we put ourselves first, that we're being selfish. Or it's an indulgence.
Well, that's also an estrogen problem, if you want to make it a problem, right? Because in terms of the hormone cascade, testosterone is what gives you the drive.
Yeah.
Sex drive, career drive, I tend to call it, you're going to make things happen in the world drive. That's your testosterone.
Yeah, right.
Your estrogen, though, is all about creating and nurturing, mm-hmm. right? Which means that women who rely on their estrogen, they tend to have higher levels of it. They're the ones that are creating community and supporting their family. And, you know, they're great managers at work, right? The leaders are going to be higher in testosterone.
Right.
They're going to make things happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the fact that women have more estrogen makes them into those nurturing, supportive yeah. people, right? But then society adds on top of that, that you have to be one or the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And the women are only valued for that nurturing component.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's just not cool. Right. And as a physicist, that's really not cool.
Yeah, totally. 100%. So tell us before we wrap up then about your retreats. I mean, we've talked a lot about the work that you do with your clients, and I know with you being a travel coach, you're actually able to add like something really different and unique. But tell us a little bit about your retreats. Like, I know you have your small group retreats. You have one of those coming up in November, but you also customize these private one-on-one metamorphosis retreats, right?
Indeed. So one or two times a year, I have small group retreats, 8-ish women or less. And this November, we're going to Iceland. So it's a great place to cool the stress level, because you know, it's not going to be warm in Iceland in November.
Yeah.
But we're going to enjoy it. And we're going to raise up our internal fire, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Love that.
So you want to have that boost of vitality that comes with creating that healing state. Mm-hmm. And so the place that I chose was based on the metamorphosis we're trying to create for this group.
Yeah. Love that.
Right. This is for women who have high stress levels and have been not taking care of themselves well enough, or they think they have been, but it's not working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And so they need that personalized fine tuning tweaking. And then not everyone wants to go to Iceland in November. Not everyone can do that time or even wants to travel internationally. So a lot of times what we need when we realize there is a problem that we're ready to solve, we want to solve it now, not whenever the scheduled group retreat is. So for those women, right, I have the option of a 3-day private retreat. Uh-huh. And the place that you'll go for that retreat depends on your needs.
Uh-huh.
So I was giving the analogy before of, you know, in the city, you might need to travel to the mountains. What is it that you need? What environment is going to support your healing and thought process and energy levels best? That's where you will go. So that's where I will set you up based on your Ayurvedic needs and the options that work for your schedule and time and budget and all those things. And then during those 3 days, we're going to dig into all the bits and pieces of your lifestyle, looking through all these lenses, mm-hmm. the lens of functional wellness, the lens of Ayurveda. I have a few other lenses that help you see yourself in a new way. Yeah. And then you'll come home with a personalized guidebook, which is about 50 pages, actually, which is part instruction, part workbook, definitely lots of plan, right? A staged out plan for what do you do when you get home?
Yeah.
Right? So that it's a resource that you take into the rest of your time. And then this feeds into the ability to then keep working with me to keep you going forward. Because no one wants to invest their time and money and energy to go to a retreat and then go home and feel like, well, I don't know what to do now. Like everything just quickly went back to normal. So keeping that forward momentum means keeping in conversation with me, keeping adjusting and adapting, and new things are going to come in, right? Which means that you'll need to know how to keep creating those tweaks for yourself.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Yeah. So last question. Why do you think people out there listening are probably thinking, this sounds really, really good. This sounds like exactly what I need. But maybe they're just not quite ready to commit yet. So what I would love for you to share with people listening are, what are like your best three pieces of advice? Like little things that can maybe get them going today so that maybe tomorrow they'll be ready to make a decision.
Well, for one thing, in order to think clearly and make a decision you're going to be comfortable with, you need to breathe.
Oh, always good. Always
you need
good.
To breathe. Your brain needs oxygen, right? So sit yourself in a comfortable place or take a walk, tune out the rest of the world, tune into yourself and breathe. And I'll bet that the right answer will come to you.
Yeah, okay? Love that.
The other thing is you have to have some trust mm-hmm. in the person that you're hiring to take you on a retreat and the help, right? So I've got a lot of information on my websites, both the Zen and Vitality studio website for my brick and mortar and the Intentional Vitality Retreat website. I've got a podcast. I've got a book. You've got a lot of resources that you can learn to use about the approach and see whether it really works well for you.
Love that.
It's got to mesh well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
And the third one would be, when was the last time you put yourself first? And could you do it on your own?
Always a good question, I think.
Right? Because a lot of times, well, I was going to, but you know, then this happened and that child and that parent and this job and this whatever and the dog. So most of us need help
totally.
To really prioritize ourselves on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So
we need
that.
We just
that,
do.
That daily accountability at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And so some of us are great at internal calibration and internal push and drive, right?
Yeah.
Others need encouragement to stay on the path because it's so easy to fall off the path.
Totally. And I'll just add that if you knew what to do, you'd be doing it already. That's what
exactly.
I always, because, you know, I think the tendency is, well, I'll figure it out. I'll go read about it. And really, that's just what I like to consider a stall technique, because we either don't believe in ourselves enough to follow through, or we don't have faith that we can actually do it, right? I think deep down inside, nobody wants to let themselves down, you know, but
well, and so there's so much,
yeah,
there's so much information out there on the web about wellness and health and nutrition. It's really hard to filter through all of that stuff and figure out what you need.
I mentioned right? It's a time suck too. You know, it's
absolutely.
Everybody, you know, it's like, who wants to spend hours on WebMD trying to figure it out when you can use a credentialed expert to really get you that result so much faster?
And that's particularly true for these private retreats, right? This is for women who are really smart, really doing all wonderful things in the world, but they don't want to spend all the time it takes to learn all the wellness things. I just want to know what to do so that it works.
Totally. 100%. Love that. So tell us again, how can people reach you and connect with you?
So I have got a podcast called Sustain Your Vitality. And the new season for the podcast is all about travel.
Love
and you
it.
Can take my Wellness Plus Travel quiz, where you're going to get your travel profile. What kind of travel experiences should you be taking in order to support your optimal wellness? Okay. Right. And that's a lead in to what kind of retreat is best for you.
Love it.
Right.
Love it.
I've got a book called Wellness in Motion, which is available on Amazon, on Audible, or through me on my Intentional Vitality website. And you can always just schedule time to have a little chat with me and see if we connect well.
Yeah. I love that. So you can find all of those links in the show notes for people listening. And of course, people can go to your website.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's intentionalvitalityretreats.com.
There's a dash in there, actually. Intentional-vitality.com.
Okay. Yep. Got it. Awesome.
So intentional-vitality.com or zenandvitality.com.
Love it.
Thanks so much for chatting with me today. I always like talking to you. You always just present everything in such a practical way, but in a way that is really understandable. And I always appreciate that as a teacher.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So folks out there listening, there is a lot of gold in this episode. There are a lot of little snippets and takeaways. This may be something that you want to bookmark and go back and listen to again. And on that note, if you know somebody in your world who you think this episode would really help, I would really encourage you to copy the link and send it to them as a free gift from me. Or you can come over to my website, www.theallisonk.com. That's Allison with one L, and just hit the connect button in the upper right-hand corner and write to me, and we will make sure that we send it to whomever you would like to hear it. This is one of the reasons why we've been able to build such a great audience, and one of the reasons why I always tell people, I think the thing I enjoy most about my show, other than talking to amazing people, is my audience, because I love hearing from all of you. You guys write to me every week and tell me what you liked, what really landed for you. And I would really love your feedback on what really you're taking away from this episode. So please feel free to reach out to me. You can connect with me on my site or drop me a DM on any of my socials. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and I'm actually on X too. So feel free to reach out to me. And I always love hearing from you. That's what I got for you this week on the podcast, folks, creating the world's best client experiences. Thanks so much for all your support. I'm super grateful for each and every one of you. We will see you next time. Bye.